top scorer, never been surpassed since then either. So he had a good record. He also had a long track record, and by that I mean if you're a judge, you can go into a bureaucracy where you're not really ruling on cases, you're simply shuffling papers, or you can sit in a courtroom, and if you're sitting in a courtroom, then you're going to have to write a lot of opinions. When you decide to send this person to jail or reject his claim for money against this person, you have to write out why you're doing it, based on what law. So when it comes to someone being nominated for the Supreme Court, they like to have a judge that has a long track record in the sense that they can go back and look at several things that he's written and get an idea, you know, is this guy an extremist or whatever. And this Ginsburg had a long track record. You could read his rulings and know where he was coming from, so that's a good piece of information if you're going to rule on him. But the problem with Ginsburg is that he admitted that when he was in college, that one time he tried marijuana. One time. So he was rejected. And then, after those two rejections, Reagan nominated Anthony Kennedy, a Roman Catholic, and he passed 60-0 on the first vote. And then Bush, the next president, nominated Clarence Thomas, and this is the one I want to talk to you about. This is the one I've been building up to this story. Clarence Thomas did not have any experience as a practicing attorney. He went straight into bureaucracy. That means he had no track record. He had no rulings for anyone to look at. No background check there. He was a black man. Now generally, in the United States, when a black person is given opportunity to move up in society, it's almost an automatic, hands-down position that the organization in the United States that is in existence to help promote Afro-Americans, the NAACP, will come out in favor of that person. If you're following what I'm saying, you know, if you're a black person and you're getting nominated for the Supreme Court of the United States, you can almost bet that the NAACP is going to come out and say, we're in favor of this man moving into this position, because that's what they're in existence for. The NAACP was not in favor of Clarence Thomas being elected to the Supreme Court. This is just a rarity, but that's not all that was in this story. He admitted that when he was in college, he smoked pot, marijuana, the whole time. Not just once. He smoked it all the way through. He also had a controversy about a